at Steppenwolf on your radio, friend. Little magic carpet ride action. That's how I felt for a while yesterday in the dentist chair until they started drilling. Love that burning smell that comes out of your mouth when they're doing that. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, along with my tag team partner on these community conversations, Mark Eichhorst. And this community conversation is being brought to you by St. Monica Senior Living. When someone you care needs a little help, maybe it's time to look into assisted living at St. Monica's. For 45 years, St. Monica's has been providing compassionate, person-centered care for their residents on North Green Bay Road in Racine. St. Monica's really is like home with great food, a loving staff, and a lot of activities to participate in. One of the things people love about St. Monica's is the beautiful chapel. A Catholic Mass is held every day. They host Protestant services. All religious denominations are welcome, though. St. Monica's 7th Annual Senior Health Fair and Open House is coming up, too, on April 20th from 9 a.m. to 1. Come for free health screenings, door prizes, and more. You can also take a tour of St. Monica's to see for yourself why it's so special. The move to assisted living is a big decision, so come see why St. Monica's is the right choice for so many. Visit stmonicasseniorliving.com to learn more, and be sure to attend St. Monica's Senior Living Health Fair and Open House on April 20th. St. Monica's Senior Living on North Green Bay Road in Racine, where you are at the heart of their home. You looking at assisted living yet, Mark?
No, not yet.
Well, please, would you be so kind as to introduce our guests to the beautiful humans?
You singing?
I never do this.
No, you don't.
But I
don't have my sheet with
but
me.
But I lost my sheet.
Oh, okay.
But now I have it back.
Okay, there you go.
This is quality radio, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Racine Police Officers Jane Pettis and John Legath to your radio, friend. Good morning, fellas.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. Fantastic. I want to thank you guys for letting us come and join you today on this, the first Mark Eichhorst Day.
That's right.
I am sure you guys could have charged admission to the studio on, so I'm glad you let us come for free.
Well, fork it over, guys. That is James Pettis. John Legath is here, too. How long have you guys been with the police force?
Well, we started together, actually. We got hired on together, went to the academy together. We've been with the Racine Police Department for just under 6 years now.
Just need you to lean a little bit closer, or just move the mic. This is the microphone moving closer.
Gotcha. We're here. We're here.
Okay. So you guys met at the police academy?
Right before. We did a little pre-academy before we went to the academy, so we got to meet each other and talk and became friends.
And there's nothing of like, the pre-academy is nothing like pre-gaming, just so you guys are aware and familiar. It is actually training before the academy.
Thank you for clarifying that, Officer James. Really appreciate that. Look, a cop with a sense of humor. You got to love that.
Absolutely.
So you guys have been on the Racine Police Force together, and you unified now for this effort for this Explorer group. Explain to the beautiful humans what the Explorers are.
Yeah, so the Racine Police Explorers are a group of 14 to 21-year-old young men and women who have an interest in law enforcement. As a result of that interest, get them together every week, and we go over different training techniques, law enforcement-related, and John will talk a little bit about that, actually.
Yeah, so we meet every week. We start off basically, we go over handcuffing, how to approach somebody, communication with people is a big thing. Is we try to teach them is, communicating with people. And then we just continue to amp it up. So we'll do traffic stops, domestic violence. We just worked on evidence collection recently.
The handcuffing's your favorite part, isn't it? Oh.
Well, no, because I'm the one that has to be handcuffed, and it hurts.
No, not your favorite part, their favorite part.
Actually, they like traffic stops.
Yep.
Traffic stops are their favorite because we get to throw a lot at them. Mm-hmm. So they like the challenge, so which is always fun.
Are they literally with you when you're doing a traffic stop, any of these kids?
We do scenarios, so they're mock. We don't actually bring them out on the streets with us until they're 18, and then they can do a ride-along with us.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
And they get one ride-along a month, and that is the carrot for a lot of the training that we have them do and a lot of the volunteer events that they have that we have them do around the community. So you can see us at places like the 4th of July Parade, man in traffic corners, animal crackers doing taking tickets at the front. We are at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Just about any parade that the city has, we're there for. And then we also help out at different events across Sturtevant, Mount Pleasant, and Caledonia, too. So really significant presence in the Racine area. These kids really love to give back.
They are Racine Police Officer James Pettis and John LaGaffe on your radio. Friend Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst. We're talking about the Racine Police Explorers Program, which is for the young people who are interested in law enforcement. How many kids do you have involved right now?
Right now, we're looking at about 13 kids that are involved with our program on a consistent basis. We also have, I like to call them satellite kids, kids who are in enrolled in college right now, kids who play spring sports, who can't make it every meeting because, of course, we're meeting 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. And I would say with all of those kids included, we're close to 20.
That is awesome.
And over the years, did you say you've gone through about 66?
We've gone through about 66 kids since about the year 2000. That's when I started, when the files that we have in our dungeon in the back of the police department, the files that I've been able to find since 2000 and 2001 that we've kept.
That's an interesting name for a room in a police department, the dungeon.
Yeah. Yes, the dungeon.
What happens in the dungeon?
You know, it goes down in the dungeon. I mean,
it happens, yeah. We don't really know. It stays in the dungeon. Little
waterboarding action, perhaps?
Officer, I think you said of those 66 kids, maybe about, I think this is a great number, 10 of them have become actual police officers?
Yeah, and I'm actually one of them. So I was a law enforcement explorer in Waukegan, Illinois. Knew at the time, didn't think it was for me, but I was really glad at the effort that a lot of these law enforcement professionals had put into me and put into the other kids that were with me. And went through college, got a degree in political science, and was like, you know what, though, that police thing, that really sounds like it might be a good deal about now. So I hopped into it. But yeah, about 10 kids across the county, across the Wisconsin, Illinois area. So we're really glad to prepare these kids, help cultivate that interest in law enforcement, but really, in like the case of myself and a couple other folks, graduate engaged citizens.
What are the attitudes? Obviously, the kids that are involved are interested in law enforcement. They have probably an affinity for police officers. But being around young people in general, what is the attitude right now amongst the general population of the youth in our area towards law enforcement?
I mean, I think it's the interaction I have. I'm a third shift officer. The interaction I have with the kids is usually pretty positive, even when I catch them out past curfew, they kind of know. They're like, yeah, I'm out past curfew. You know, just talk to them a little bit and bring them home. I mean, even the ones when I work off duty at Park High School, and most of those kids there are great kids. Talking to them and just interaction, just with today's climate, it's nice to be able to just talk to them and be like, hey, I'm a person too. We joke around and everything like that.
With everything that's happening with Black Lives Matter and all the protest and the controversy and the conflict between certain aspects of our society and law enforcement, how much do you guys talk about this professionally together? Is this a major focus of conversation?
You know, and to be totally honest with you, this isn't something that I've come across, the conversation that I've come across quite often among a lot of our coworkers. And it is something that we probably should be pushing to talk about a little bit more. Now, I will put an asterisk on that, and I will say that our experience at the Racine Police Department is going to be vastly different than that of the Kenosha Police Department or Mount Pleasant or any other agency about our size in the area, because we do things so differently here. We have a very robust community policing unit, a very robust community engagement effort that we have here. So our policing experience, just like that, you know, the human experience in a different community is going to be totally different than what officers are going to experience. So in my experience, I haven't seen that level of distrust or that level of just outright, you know, anger toward what it is we do and what we represent. And I'm really glad to work in a place like this and serve people in a community like this, because I don't think that it's happening everywhere.
Since you guys have been officers here, the crime rate in Racine has gone down precipitously. Under the leadership of Chief Art Howell, how glad were you that Rockford didn't steal him from us?
It was exciting. So it's nice to have him. It's always nice to keep your chief. You're not going through new things. I mean, it's nice to keep him.
Of course, what is he going to say, Mark? You know, no, it really stunk that he stuck around.
The other thing, guys, I want to ask you about is because I know these kids that are in your program have a chance to go to Nationals this coming summer, and you're doing some fundraising. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the National Law Enforcement Exploring Conference is something that we've gone to now. This will be our second year going to it. We went prior to in 2014, and that was in Bloomington, Indiana at the Indiana University. First time our kids from our program ever got on a college campus. So this is something that this year will be hosted at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, Arizona. Really excited to get these kids out to the West Coast, where weather is going to be a little bit different than this soppy snow we have today. And, you know, also get these newer kids that we have the experience their first time to get on a college campus. They there will participate in some professional networking. They're going to actually compete in different scenario-based trainings against explore posts from across the nation, from Puerto Rico to Hawaii, Alaska, New York. Believe it or not, the New York Police Department 2 years ago brought 13 explore posts to the National Law Enforcement Exploring Conference in Indiana. So I'm looking for, looking out at a similar showing again this year. We competed very well 2 years ago. We actually placed a ranked in the top 30 of 115 posts. So Wisconsin was also represented really well. We have a very robust exploring endeavor in the state. But that national competition is really an experience for these kids, a really immersive experience.
And how can people help?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of different things lined up. The first thing is we have a GoFundMe page up, and that is GoFundMe.com/post286. You can get on there and you can donate to us for our national effort. Again, that's GoFundMe.com/post286. We are also going to have a bowling fundraiser coming up at Hillside Lanes. I will get the dates and times for that on our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/RacinePoliceExplorers. Post 286.
All right, the Fighting 286. They are Racine Police Officers John LaGaffe and James Pettis. And thank you guys so much for coming in, for your service to our community, and James for being a Chicago Bears and Cubs fan.
You're welcome, and thank you. This is the year.
There is no doubt. And John, I'm assuming that you're a Packers fan.
I am a Packers fan, but I am a Cubs fan as well.
You are?
So,
yeah, all right.
So go Cubs.
All right, we're going to go to some Brewers-Cubs games this year, guys.
I'm there.
The great Tom Carco in the news is next on WRJN.
This spring, turn over a new leaf. Let your garden reach its full potential with a little help from the Home Depot. Creating a beautiful lawn is the best way to welcome the warmer weather and enjoy your outdoor living space. And there's no better place